What's luckier than a potluck? It's the O for Fun podcast, brought to you by a bunch of stuff.
Dang it. Hello.
Hello, hello.
So, it's going to be our last episode of the season.
Season.
Because we've decided that a season is, 5 months long?
Yeah.
Next season might be different. Who knows?
Yeah. This will be 6 episodes, I think.
Yep.
And we have grand plans to maybe do 10 for next season.
Yeah.
With some new content.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So for this one, we are just doing a bit of a potluck episode.
Hot dish.
A hot dish of things. So we're just kind of mashing together all the ingredients that we have left over.
Yep. We got some cream of mushroom soup in there.
Yep.
Got some fried onions.
Oh, fried onions. I love those. Yeah.
Tater tots, of course.
Yep.
Which, have you seen Amy Klobuchar's Taco Night Tater Tot Hot Dish?
Taco Night Tater Tot Hot Dish?
Yep.
Hmm.
It looks gross.
Okay. Does it? What's in it? I mean, obviously, tater tots.
Right. So the recipe is ground beef, 1 to 1.5 pounds. Mm-hmm. Cream of mushroom, 1 can. Mm-hmm. Cream of chicken, 1 can. Mm-hmm. 1 small onion, couple cloves of garlic, salt, pepper jack cheese shredded 8 to 12 ounces, and 1 package of tater tots. And then you brown the ground beef, do the onions, garlic, put it all together, and then bake for 30 minutes at 450.
Okay, that sounds real Minnesotan.
Yeah, it's spelled Taco Night, TACONITE, all one word.
I get, because we mine taconite in Minnesota?
Maybe let's say she
pepper jack cheese tacos. That's so Minnesotan when the only actual spices are salt and pepper.
I didn't think of that. That's so true.
Yeah.
I had a moment like that yesterday. I got Lee and Chin's and I got their cracked pepper chicken, which is actually really good, but it's very peppery. And at one point when I finished it, I'm like, oh, that's kind of spicy. It was not, but it was like black. I didn't mean like spicy, spicy. I meant like black pepper spicy.
Oh yeah, right. Minnesotan spicy.
Yeah.
Lian Chin, Minnesotan invention. Yes. I don't know how far and wide Minnesotan Lian Chin has spread, but it's delicious. Peking chicken.
Story. My parents used to go to her taste testings when she was first starting out. Like, ooh. They. If I remember right, it was dad's boss was friends with her, something.
How do you get that job? Taste testing.
I think it was more like she'd have parties and then try things out.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, I would like to have that job.
So would I.
And be paid for it.
I would be a paid food tester, like for any kind of food.
I would not. Actually, I take that back. I would probably be really bad at it because I'd be like, what's in this? I need a list of all the ingredients, and I won't eat berries, so.
You and your berries.
I hate them. They're so gross. So, anywhoozy, let's just dive in with a word from our sponsors and get this thing rolling.
Yeah, here's something from the Latvian Tourism Board.
Hello, Americans. Did you know Latvians have had a major impact on your culture? Probably more impactful than on any other nation in the world. At least we like to think so. Without Latvians, your genes would fall apart at the seams. But thanks to Jakob Davis and his copper riffets, they don't. Where would you be without the party jam, shamrocks and shenanigans? Probably listening to Technotronic on repeat. Scary, right? Lair Timo, aka Deja Little, solved their problem, and now you can boom shalak lak boom to your heart's content. Finally, we have Arvid Blumenthal. Who the fuck is that, right? Well, without him, you would never say, that's not a knife. This real-life Crocodile Dundee allegedly killed 10,000 crocs and inspired the hit movie and its sequel. Not the third one, though. We do not recognize the third one. So why not come to Latvia? Maybe you'll meet the inspiration for a summer blockbuster. Latvia, we are culture.
And now, Aw for Pete's Sake presents Catching the Bus. So my kids like to blame me for being in a rush every morning, but for Pete's sake, help me out, would ya? I gotta make breakfast and pack lunches and make sure their bags are packed. Are your shoes in there, or are they strewn across the floor with the rest of your stuff? So I look in the bag, and heavens to Betsy, there's nothing in there except a broken pencil and 65 Pokemon cards. So you know who sorts out whose stuff is whose? Me. Because I am not strapping them all in the car to drive them to school if they miss the bus. And I give them plenty of warning. 10 minutes before the bus is due, I tell them to get their stuff on. But who knows if they hear me over their chorus of what is definitely not inside voices. Then I tell them again with 5 minutes to go. But what are they doing? Reading. For Pete's sake, how can they read and still be so loud? And no, you cannot just finish the chapter. It's time to go. Where's your motivation to read when it's time for homework? So I herd them to the door and start dressing myself, and for crying out loud, one of them's trying to put their snow pants on over their boots. I mean, for Pete's sake, we do this every day. Snow pants, then coat, then boots, then scarf, then hat, then hood, then backpack, then mittens. I don't care whose mittens, just put some on for the love of God. Once everyone is ready, I can only hope no one decides they should have used the bathroom first, and that we get out the door at least in time for the other families to see that we are, in fact, once again, tardy but present. And as they run away from me, the last thing I hear is, "Mom, we should leave earlier tomorrow, you know." And I'm like, "For Pete's sake, child, tomorrow is Saturday." So, John, did you do anything for Halloween?
I worked.
Sweet. Do you make a lot of money on Halloween?
I did.
Nice. I also worked on Halloween, and then I went trick-or-treating and promptly, did the best part of it, which is sorting the candy. And now I'm like, okay, ready for Thanksgiving.
Picking out all the Reese's.
I'm picking out the Reese's. And then sometimes sneaking more of them out of my kid's stash because he'll never know. So now that that's over, I think I'm ready for Thanksgiving, which I really wish people would not ignore and just skip right over to Christmas.
Thanksgiving is the best holiday.
It is the best holiday.
Yes. It's only one day of great gluttony. Food. And it's all good. It's all good stuff. Yes. And then there's naps and football and other stuff.
Mm-hmm. But mostly the naps.
Yeah. And the food.
Yeah.
And the easily the best holiday, or the holiday that has the best leftovers.
For sure. I definitely don't appreciate that people jump right into Christmas, even honestly before Halloween. Kind of like how they get ready for school supplies in June.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's dumb. But anyways, I mean, I guess the good thing about it is the studios like to put out all their fancy Christmas movies. So we have that to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, the new one for a sequel to... Was that Christmas Party movie? With,
yeah.
I think it was Jason Bateman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's coming out. Actually, I think I just saw the commercial. Yeah, here it is. Hey, Batman, you going to the Christmas party Saturday?
Oh, yeah, but I hope Superman doesn't ask to carpool again.
Yeah, I hear ya. That guy's a mess after hitting the eggnog.
Even superheroes have office parties, and they've all RSVP'd. All of them.
Hey, I guess Black Widow and Spider-Man are going together. I mean, a little on the nose, right?
Who will win the least collateral damage award? Who will blab all over the place about their secret identity? And who will leave with a tear in their spandex? This December, it gets powerfully awkward, starring every single one of your favorite superheroes. Hellboy, Gambit, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Captain America, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, Wolverine, Deadpool, Ant-Man, Groot, Hulk, The Flash, Storm, Shuri, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Iron Man, Thor, Star-Lord, Nick Fury, Professor X, Hawkeye, Nighthawk, Beast, The Thing, Jean Grey, Rocket Raccoon, Cyclops, The Wasp, Mirage, Doctor Strange, Shazam, War Machine, Angel, Winter Soldier, Gamora, Mr. Fantastic, Vision, Iceman, Colossus, The Invisible Woman, Okoye, Falcon, Drax the Destroyer, and The Human Torch. Coming this Christmas, it's Office Party 2, Christmas Boogaloo.
And now, it's time for your welcome, Love, Minnesota. Anoka, Minnesota, the Halloween capital of the world. That's right, not the state, not the country, but the world. According to americaslibrary.gov, Anoka claims this title because in 1920, the town began a week-long celebration of Halloween that was focused on the fun parts of the holiday, the treats, if you will, while discouraging the trickery associated with some historical traditions. Namely, the ancient Celtic sacrifices of crops and animals meant to appease the deities, for whom the Celts would build bonfires, dress in costumes, and prophesize. Then the Romans came, and it all went the way of every other timeline in the history of white people. Appropriation, colonization, commodification. But I digress. Anoka was just getting on board with the more recent thinking that Halloween should be nothing but a chance to gather the community for some fun times. They put together a parade, a 5K run, and competitions that include a pumpkin bake-off and house decorating. And as Garfield the cat says, candy, 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 candy. So, now when you approach each house and declare trick or treat, think of Anoka, where they've made great strides in ensuring that you'll always receive a treat and never a trick. You're welcome. Love, Minnesota.
All right. So, it wouldn't be an overfun podcast episode if we didn't bring it back to pizza.
Right. It always comes back to pizza.
Always.
Okay. So, last time we discussed Totino's and how it is a blessedly Minnesotan gift to the world. And now we do, in fact, have some Totino's pizza rolls right in front of us.
And I don't remember, did we say that the restaurant in Northeast, or the former restaurant, was or is, in fact, related to these Totino's?
I think we posited the question. Is that a word? Posited? Yes. Posed the question? Whatever. But we never really answered it.
No, but we found out, thanks to our resident fact checker, Joe, that it is the case.
Oh, so he did answer the question for us.
I think so.
Okay.
I just don't know if we talked about it on air.
Oh, okay. Well, so apparently, yes, it is in fact related. Same Totino's, same great taste. So I have three different varieties of pizza rolls in front of us. We've cut each one in half. I'm going to provide you with one version. You're going to have to close your eyes. I will hand you the fork. You will taste it. You will see what the flavors bring to mind. I will give you another one. I will give you a third one. And then you can decipher if you can tell the difference. We have cheese. We have combo. And we have supreme.
What combo is supposed to be like? Pepperoni sausage.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
And then supreme allegedly has like a vegetable in there.
You can see little green cubes. Oh, so
it has green.
Green, yeah, it has we're green like, in there. And maybe some white that is not cheese.
We're like Charlie Kelly from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where I'm going to eat some brown and some blue, and I need to drink some yellow.
Ugh. Was that the Super Bowl episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, close your eyes. I'm choosing which one I'm going to get. I'm going to do this one.
This
okay.
is very scientific.
Hand. Okay, there's your fork. Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll it around.
I'm sensing sauce.
Saucy. Okay. We got saucy. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, see if the next one also conjures sauce for you. Okay, option number two. Is it cheese? Is it combo? Is it supreme? What we do know is it is...
It's, again, saucy. Mm-hmm. And there's a bread consistency to it.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it crusty?
Sure.
Okay.
This is incredibly scientific.
Yeah. Okay. Number three.
The hard part is finding your mouth with your eyes closed.
That is a really good point. Should have given you a less pointy utensil. Okay, so number three. The wheels are turning. I can tell you're really focusing on the bouquet of flavors.
All right, I'm thinking one was supreme, two cheese, three combo.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. All right.
And honestly, I'd say cheese was the only one that I was certain of.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. It lacks the flavor profile of meats and quote-unquote vegetables.
Yep.
So, okay. Nice.
Ready for your turn. Yep.
Okay. I am. I'm excited because I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. I'm trying not to focus on what I'm hearing. Like, which plate are you taking from?
It's the ASMR's taste test.
I'm really sorry if you can hear chewing noises, people. Because I know that's a thing. Sarah Hall, I love you and your hatred of chewing noises. Okay. I feel something meaty in there. I'm going to say that. Number one was meaty.
I'm going to bang on the plate so you don't know which one is which.
Good strategy. That really is getting scientific. I feel like you've come up with a way to lessen the spuriousness.
Yes. I'm nothing if not scientific.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of right, though. I feel like I'm going to poke myself in the face. Okay, number two. I got a hint of peppery. Okay. I actually feel it. I'm feeling very confident. Okay. Hold on. I'm still chewing.
You have to stop right now.
Spit.
That's what it should have been. Should have mashed it up in our mouth, swirl it around a bit, then spit it out.
Okay. I guess I can open my eyes now. Okay, we went combo, supreme, cheese.
No.
Shut up.
Cheese was one.
No, it wasn't. Put some sausage essence on the fork.
I did nothing.
And gave me cheese.
No. I went cheese, supreme, combo.
So I was right on the supreme.
Yes. You got 33%.
Okay, I know what happened. When I cut the pizza roll in half, all the sausage and pepperoni in the combo one went into your side.
Sure.
I am confident that that's what happened. Whatever. Okay, well, I think I don't know what the result is of that test. You got them all right. I only got one right.
So here's the cheese was the only one I was certain of. The other two were a guess. Because at least my half of the cheese one was, like, there seemed to be more in it.
Okay.
And it was, there wasn't, like, different textures in it. It was, like, one glob. So I figured that was probably cheese.
Yeah.
And the other two, I was trying to decide if, like, I had a different taste that wasn't meat in there, which I don't think there was. So I just guessed.
Okay. Well, so we have learned that it is somewhat hard to tell the difference between pizza rolls.
Next time, we'll have to do it with actual Totino's pizzas, because I think it'd be a similar result.
That's probably true. I wonder if it would have been different if you just popped a whole one in your mouth and gotten the burning, scalding Hot Pocket experience.
That's true. Next time.
I mean, because I could do a pizza taste test every day.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, well, that's all we have, but being that it's the end of our first season, I would like to do a special goodbye in which we sing all of the songs that we can think of that are about goodbyes.
We should also mention that we are now on Stitcher.
What is Stitcher?
It's a podcasting service.
You should probably know that.
A conglomerate, maybe even.
Oh, okay.
It's like where all the podcasts go to have fun.
Oh, okay.
And then we might be on iTunes. I don't know. I applied. They haven't told me yes or no.
Coming someday, maybe.
Yeah. So check it out. Maybe it's there. Maybe it's not.
Okay. Yeah. You know, again, I would reiterate, it's been a great season. I feel like this has been a excellent exercise in getting us both to just write some stuff for funsies. And be a little goofy and an excuse to not talk about the serious stuff in the world. And also, you know, give some glory to the old North Star State.
Yep.
The land of 10,000 lakes. Etoile du Nord.
I don't know any other nicknames. Land of Paul Bunyan? Was Paul Bunyan technically like, the legend, is he that he's from here? Or he just, like, fought an ox and created lakes here?
I don't know. He lives here in the Taconite, Taconite caves.
Yeah.
Probably. And also...
He's like the Kraken.
He is like the Kraken of Minnesota.
Just unleash the bunion.
Oh, invokes images of gnarly feet, but okay. also, just Minnesota trivia. State loon. I mean, state bird. Damn it.
State loon. This is the Loon Star State.
It's the Loon Star State. Nothing has ever backfired so heartily than when I ask you what the state bird is, but name the state bird in my question.
What's the state loon?
It's a bird. The state loon is a bird. Oh.
I knew it. As soon as you said it, I knew it was a bird.
State flower?
The hosta.
No. That is...
That's just the most widespread flower. It's
would make sense, yeah.
It's a plant,
It's a plant. It's a flora. That would make sense, but it is the lady slipper.
I hate hostas.
Do you?
They're awful.
Are they?
They grow uncontrollably. You rip them out of the earth and they still come back. They're the zombies of plants.
It's a strong opinion about hostas.
I'm anti flora in terms of like home care. Like grass, that's it. That's all I want. I don't want to have to deal with anything else.
But you have to mow grass. You still have to deal with it.
Yeah, but plants.
Hostas, like, you don't have to like you don't have weeds, to water them.
There's weeds.
Yeah.
I think it's probably because growing up, my mom always made me and my brother weed her garden, which was like always hostas. I'm like, I don't care. I didn't want this stupid thing here in the first place.
Now it comes out why you hate the hostas. Childhood trauma.
Yeah.
Did she ever pay you for pulling weeds?
No.
Yeah, I made that mistake. I once told August that I would pay him like a dime for every weed he pulled. That is a lot of money per weed, because let me tell you, it doesn't take that long to pull a lot of weeds. Kid earned like $10 in 5 minutes. Whoopsies.
Lesson learned.
Anyway, so here's my first ode to the end of the season. Time to say goodbye. Anything else?
I don't know that.
You don't know that one? Andrea Bocelli?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the blind guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got so long, farewell.
Adios and goodbye.
Yeah, the German, the Sound of Music.
The sun has gone to bed and so must I.
And then there's another good one, which is always often mentioned, and it's always Sunny Field, is
it?
It's so hard to say goodbye
to yesterday. Uh-huh. And Boys to Men?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Heavily represented today. All the
Are those two different songs that we just sang?
Yes, they are.
Both Boys to Men.
They are both Boys to Men about endings. Mm-hmm.
Man, those were some dark, dark fellas.
Dark times, yeah, back in the 90s, but great.
You'd think with all the parachute pants, we'd be happier.
Why?
I don't know.
Just easy breezy.
Yeah, you know, they're fluffy, they're hiding everything, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
and then we can go oldie but a goodie.
Okay, what's that?
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back
no more.
I like how we don't ever sing in the same key.
I don't even know what that means. Well, I do, but I don't know how to...
Singing in the same key?
Yeah, I know what it means, but I'm not a good singer.
Oh, okay. But you play the guitar. You understand how music works.
Yes, but I don't... Like the voicing part of it, I don't get. Like,
okay, that's fair enough. The last one I could think of was "Goodbye to You." Goodbye to you. Goodbye to you.
I couldn't hit the high note. Oh, goodbye to you.
Ooh, there it is. There it is.
It's almost the only high note I can do is Roxanne.
Oh, bringing back the classic.
Yep. This is also probably officially longest episode ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a well Minnesotan worth it. These goodbye are, for you.
I think these might be called what are called Easter eggs. If you listen, keep listening, you get the good stuff that probably shouldn't be there, but you're catching it anyway. Something.
Maybe.